From Tidbits on June 18th, 2012, this is Thunderbolt Software Update 1.2 Causes Boot Failures, written by Adam C. Angst. Apple last week released Thunderbolt Software Update 1.2 with a single comment that it, quote, adds support for the Apple Thunderbolt to Gigabit Ethernet adapter. Although it's unclear if all Thunderbolt-equipped Macs were affected, a number of people reported that installing the update caused a variety of strange boot-related problems, kernel panics, getting stuck at the gray boot screen, unexpected error messages, and more. Regardless of the details, and in each case, it seems the Mac was rendered unusable, even thunderstruck. I've now heard from some people for whom the update did not cause any problems, but it's still unclear what the difference may be between those who are and are not suffering boot failures. At press time, Apple had pulled the update and had not yet offered an alternative. In all the reports I've seen, reinstalling Lion fixes the problem. Boot into recovery mode by restarting while holding down Command R. Once booted from Lion's hidden recovery HD volume, you can select Reinstall macOS 10. If there is no recovery HD volume, or if it's damaged, most Mac models introduced since 2010 support Lion Internet Recovery, which enables them to download a new recovery HD image and boot from that. Of course, re-downloading Lion from the Mac App Store will take quite some time, depending on the speed of your internet connection. Once you've reinstalled Lion, you'll need to run a software update to bring everything up to date. If you happen to have a second Mac available, you can also reportedly recover by reinstalling just the macOS 10.7.4 combo update. To do this, connect the Thunderstruck Mac to your working Mac via FireWire or Thunderbolt, and restart the Thunderstruck Mac while holding down the T key to put it into target drive mode. Then, start the update and select the Thunderstruck Mac's hard drive at the appropriate point in the installer. For more troubleshooting techniques and recovery details, see Take Control of Troubleshooting Your Mac, 2nd edition. It's likely that an update will appear soon. Either way, unless you absolutely need that Thunderbolt to Gigabit Ethernet adapter, which works only with the MacBook Air with Thunderbolt and the just-released MacBook Pro with Retina display anyway, there's no reason to install this update, assuming it's still somehow available to you, until we've seen a fix. Thanks to alert reader Tom Barry for the heads up on this. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and pay attention to this space. We'll let you know when the new version of Thunderbolt Software Update is available and not killing Macs.